I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Good to have you here with us. Donald Trump has said some tough things about the United Nations, like that time he tweeted that the UN is just a club for people to have a good time. Well, today, President Trump joined the club with his first speech to the UN General Assembly. He began by praising the UN as an institution, and later he got some applause with this line.
As President of the United States, I will always put America first. Just like you, as the leaders of your countries, will always and should always put your countries first.
Some applause there, but the president spent much of his time warning world leaders about the dangerous rogue regimes threatening peace and stability around the globe. The World's Matthew Bell is here with me in the studio. Is it fair to say this is kind of an Axis of Evil 2.0 speech from President Trump?
I think so. It was very reminiscent of 2002 with George W. Bush talking about Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. It was extraordinary how President Trump talked about North Korea. He said, "No one has shown more contempt for other nations and the well-being of their own people than the depraved regime in North Korea." Trump called the North Korean government a band of criminals, and then he had this warning.
"The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime. The United States is ready, willing, and able, but hopefully this will not be necessary. That's what the United Nations is all about. That's what the United Nations is for. Let's see how they do."
Rocket Man, he's referring there, of course, to Kim Jong-un, his new nickname for the North Korean leader, copying the title of Elton John's famous song. Somewhat bizarre, but those other statements are simply extraordinary, Matthew. Did Trump offer any hints about what comes next in the standoff with North Korea?
He seemed to be hinting that he wanted to hear more from the United Nations, that, like we heard there. He also talked about denuclearization as being the focus of his administration's approach toward North Korea. And I think this is a response to what some experts have been saying recently, and that is that maybe it's time for Washington to think about learning to live with a nuclear North Korea. I think Trump was trying to signal that, no, that's not part of the administration's plan. And then, Marco, Trump quickly pivoted to Iran. He said that the nuclear deal that President Obama signed with Iran was an embarrassment. He said it was one of the worst deals. This is something he's repeated again and again. He seemed to be hinting there that maybe the administration's going to walk away from the Iran deal. And here's more of what he had to say.
"The Iranian government masks a corrupt dictatorship behind the false guise of a democracy. It has turned a wealthy country with a rich history and culture into an economically depleted rogue state whose chief exports are violence, bloodshed, and chaos. The longest suffering victims of Iran's leaders are, in fact, its own people."
Matthew, what was missing from President Trump's speech today?
The big thing, I think, Marco, was climate change. I mean, this is an issue that the UN Secretary General has brought up, that many of the diplomats in that room have worked on, that the previous U.S. administration worked on. And there have been questions about whether President Trump is serious about walking away from the Paris Climate Agreement. He didn't mention climate change at all today, and that may be taken as a sign that he's serious about walking away from the deal. Another thing that he didn't mention was the situation, the humanitarian disaster in Myanmar, which a lot of people have looked at and said this is just a textbook case of ethnic cleansing, that the Rohingya Muslim minority there is being driven out of villages, thousands of people suffering, fleeing for their lives. This would have been the kind of situation you can imagine a U.S. president would have been delivering the message of putting a stop to this to the U.N. General Assembly. We didn't hear President Trump talk about that today.
So some of the things he didn't bring up, and oddly, he did bring up the case of Venezuela, the crisis down there.
He did, and he said the reason why Venezuela is in such a mess right now is because of socialism. He said because the government took the road, the socialist road, that that's the cause of all of the problems there right now. He said that the people in Venezuela deserve democracy. He didn't say what the United States might do toward that end, but it's interesting that it did get mentioned.
The World's Matthew Bell, thanks very much for the update.
Thanks, Marco.